This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm sure there are no stupid questions in the trades, and everything, especially when you work in the electrical trade, you have to ask anything that you don't understand.
Yeah.
And you said that it is essential for students to have this pre-knowledge before they come to the centre.
Yeah.
And you were sent some studying materials and virtual reality program to do some studying from home.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you find that?
I found it very good. If you do the study and do it properly, and make sure before you do your online sort of assessments that you actually do the study work and have an understanding first before you attempt to do it. Don't be tempted to just do it because you're at home, because that's a short way of doing it. You can be done that way by doing the online testing and having the books, but you don't actually learn anything by doing that. All you're doing is getting through the process.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is to read the books first, understand the books. And I think the books were laid out in a fairly easy, understandable way. I understood them. I take a long time to learn things, but once I've learned it, I don't forget it.
Mm.
I think the books were good. The online submitting my TMAs was fine. It all ran very smoothly. It was fine.
And do you have any tips or advice for potential, perhaps future students, how they could improve on their training and do better in future?
Oh, they could do better and improve the training. I don't think there's any easy way
mm-hmm.
to make it any easier, because as I said to start, it's not something that you should take lightly and think it's easy anyway. If you're going to do it properly, you have to understand a lot about electricity and the physics and everything else. And there's a lot to learn, a lot of things to retain. So you have to do it properly, and you have to read through it, and you have to understand it, and you've got to put the graft in. You've got to put the work in order to learn. So there's no really easier way to do it other than read the book, understand it, answer the questions, move on to the next subject and just progress, and you just build up your knowledge slowly.
How did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
I have a normal job. I work sort of 8:30 till 5, 40 hours a week. And I studied when I first started the course every night. I took one day a week off.
Mm.
And I did every night an hour or two. In the job I was in, I was able to do a little bit of study at weekends when it was a little slightly quieter time. So I took my work into my study into work, if you like, because I was fortunate in a position whereby when you were on weekend work, it wasn't as busy, and therefore you had the time to do it. So I utilised my sort of training and study that way.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. I'm sure students will find it much useful. That advice, so they could combine their studies with their work commitments.
Yeah.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
My big plan is to... I have looked at trying to gain some employment within the industry, but I feel perhaps, even though employers cannot legally discriminate against you because of your age, I find that perhaps people entering the industry... Employers would expect someone to be younger than I am. So I think I am going to go down the self-employment route and try and use my mature attitude to my advantage with customers directly, as opposed to working for a company. So my plan is to go self-employed, take on a little bit of work, build up part-time slowly, do my part-time work, change my hours, start part-time, and just see how it goes 6 months in a year's time, go full-time, and then sort of just progress. And that's what I want to do. I want to go be self-employed and just use my electrical training and knowledge for customers' benefits. Really.
Well, that sounds like the perfect plan for you, Malcolm. And I'm sure your customer-orientated approach and mature understanding in the electrical industry will be much appreciated by your customers.
Okay.
We wish you best of luck in your training.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.